our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
And good Saturday morning, everybody. Man, Scotty, you got that music going. You got that music cranked up this morning. It is getting the blood pumping. We are at the Coach's Corner, live at the corner of 34 and 5 at Community First Credit Union. And it is, you can feel it. It's that brisk feeling in the air when you wake up this morning, and it's the calm before the storm. We're completely done with baseball now, which means football camps and which means football. Week zero practice started earlier this week on Monday. Week one practice starts tomorrow. And we have a few teams playing around the area with week zero, which is just 2 weeks away. Week one games get underway at the last weekend here of August. So it's an exciting turn here as we get ready for football. And we've got a great show lined up for you today, folks. We've got Coach Jerry Staton entering his 51st year as football coach coming in and talking with us this morning. He'll be joining us on the phone, that is. We'll be talking about camp, we'll be talking about media day, and we'll be talking about what could be an extremely exciting season for the Albia Blue Demons. We're also going to relive one of those final games last year of the Albia Blue Demons, and we've got more planned for you right here at the corner of 34 and 5. It is the Community First Credit Union Coaches Show, coming back right after this.
This summer, don't worry about funding your next home improvement project. Get a home equity line of credit at 4.25% APR for a limited time only from Community First Credit Union. There are no closing costs, and we finance up to 100% of your home's value. Stop by your local branch or apply online today for a home equity line of credit as low as 4.25% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Save big at Menards with an 11% rebate on everything in the store. Receive an 11% rebate on everything for your home improvement projects. Save 11% on lumber, roofing, siding, and decking. Save 11% on paint, carpet, and flooring. Receive an 11% rebate on doors, windows, tools, and so much more. Hurry, sale ends Saturday, August 10th. So save today with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
We have some new items that I am excited about. Amish wedding brand that are all done up in glass jars just like you do them at home. I love the baby beets.
There are jams, jellies, pickles, fruits, even pie fillings. And people are loving them. Something else new, black buggy soups, potato, bean, and vegetable, which are delicious. And we have a new line of soy nuts, popcorn, etc. that are great also.
So you can see we have some interesting new things to check out. We invite you to come see them. Of course, we always love to see you anytime. That's Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner, live from Community First Credit Union. I was just thinking here, we've been on the air with the Coach's Corner since December 2007. And I've talked to a lot of folks, talked a lot of sports, and relived a lot of great moments. We're going to talk to Coach Staton here coming up in just a few minutes. But before we do, we're going to sort of bridge that gap between the final closing moments of the 2012 season and another exciting season coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Before we talk to Coach Staton, let's relive that West Liberty game. I believe Scott has that queued up. We've got a sort of a game summary with Jason Summers. And after Albia was trailing 28-22 at the half, the Blue Demons went ahead on a touchdown with under a minute left in the third. But then West Liberty finally took the lead for good as it threw a touchdown with 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Of course, this was postseason play. And that loss snapped Albia's four-game winning streak. And Albia coming into that game just allowing 14 points per game that season. And of course, this was after Albia defeated Eddyville Blakesburg 14-2 with the last game of the season. So, Scott, let's roll that tape and let's
and
hear that final game of the
on
season.
Wednesday night, it will go down as a historic comeback. But let's set the stage to what took place on that warm Wednesday night. Temperatures near 80 degrees at the opening kickoff. The sun was out and strong, and then the wind was from the south. And the Blue Demons came in with lots of hopes and expectation, but found themselves down by 28 points. I did not stutter. 28 points with 3:54 to go in the first half. And as the last touchdown, that 28th point was put up on the board, I made a mention on the air that either we were seeing the biggest disappointing loss in Albia, or we're going to see the greatest comeback in Albia history. At the end of the night, I think the storyline remained the same. We got one of the biggest disappointments because we just had witnessed one of the greatest comebacks in Albia history. The Blue Demons fall 42-37. But at the 3:54 mark of the first half, Albia down 28-0, and then that's when the tide had changed and the Blue Demons had come to life, and it started with this touchdown.
And it's a shotgun. Leshen rolls back, throws it towards the end zone, and up in for grabs. Touchdown, Albia! And that is Zach Hugan in for the Blue Demon touchdown. I like that matchup. Anybody one-on-one with Zach Hugan, I like, and that is a touchdown, Albia, a Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown.
Albia came out and went shotgun and went into its spread formation with two receivers each side of the field. And Zach Hugan got to show off his athleticism, and Brett Leshen was demonstrating his tremendous arm, doing it in the wind, or into the wind, I should say. Here's the next touchdown that got Albia up on the board, trimmed that lead, which was 28-8 at that point. And here's the next touchdown to follow just moments later.
Throws it towards the end zone. Brett has the receiver open. Touchdown, Albia! That is Sarver, Luke Sarver, Ryan Sarver on the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia! On a fade pattern to the end zone. That is a sophomore out there for the touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home touchdown. And the Blue Demons have answered the Comets here and have made another score in the final minute of the first half.
And that score came with 54 seconds to go in the first half, and Albia then got the two-point conversion, back-to-back two-point conversions, and Albia had trailed. I was trailing at that point 28-16, and you could see that the lights had started to come on in the Blue Demon house, and that was a fade pattern to Ryan Sarver, just a sophomore. You heard it right there. And so you just see the depth of the Albia talent that they had on the football field. The first touchdown coming to a fade pattern on the opposite side of the end zone to Zach Eugen, the outstanding junior, and then to go to the other side to Ryan Sarver in back-to-back fade patterns for touchdowns. Then, with 54 seconds to go in the first half, Albia on the kickoff. Got the West Liberty downed at the 20-yard line. Had them pinned back, and you thought maybe they'd take a knee and go into the halftime break with a 28-16 lead, but no. They come out throwing. West Liberty came out throwing, and on the first play from scrimmage, here is the result that sets up another big score for the Blue Demons.
Newsom in the shotgun, rolls back. He's going to throw. Let's look at an INT here. Here's the throw down the flat. It's short. They picked up. Going the other way.
Ryan Sarver.
Ryan Sarver at the 25. Out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And that will give the Blue Demons the ball back. That is a River Life turnover. All turnovers all season long. Brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. And Albion will have it first and 10 from the 25. And lots of time. One play. And you're going to go for the end zone here, and I'm going to say bring out Zach Eugen, split him out to the far side of the field, make them to go man-on-man.
You've got time for two and almost three plays, but you got to get out of bounds.
And that INT followed the touchdown that Ryan had made just moments ago. Two plays earlier, he's in the end zone for a touchdown previously, and then he comes out and gets the INT. And as I mentioned in our conversation with Dan after that interception, that get Zach Eugen split out and get him man-on-man and go for the end zone, and that's exactly what they did. And with time expiring in the first half, the Blue Demons come up big again.
So not able to scout that, and yet it proving very effective.
I formation for the Blue Demons. Final play of the first half. Rolling back is Leshen. Gets some time. Throws it down the middle of the field. It's up for grabs in the end zone. Touchdown, Albion! Zach Eugen, touchdown! Touchdown, Albion! Oh, my! I can't believe what I just seen. Zach Eugen on the touchdown with no time on the clock. And ladies and gentlemen, I said it to moments ago. We are about to either see a disappointing loss or a comeback of historic proportion, and it's unfolding before our very eyes.
You know, just a very good job. You just throw it out there. You hope for the best. And Zach Eugen, if it's close, he's going to get his hands on it. He's going to make every effort, and indeed did that, able to get that touchdown as the time expires. Now the Blue Demons go for the extra point. We'll go ahead and kick this time.
And what an amazing comeback in the final 3:54. The Blue Demons put 22 points up on the board. They go into the halftime break trailing 28-22. But as you could hear from the crowd in the background, just an amazing, amazing first half comeback. And you could hear Jimmy down the sidelines. And I, as a former player, as a coach, I've listened to coaches give great halftime speeches. And coming out of the halftime break, I got to hear Jimmy give Coach Staton a motivational speech when he interviewed him going into the next half. It was the first time I'd ever heard a coach receive a motivational speech at halftime. But coming out of the halftime break, the Blue Demons had all the momentum going with them. They were on the drive, came up short on the first drive, had to punt. West Liberty got the ball back. They were forced to punt. And the Blue Demons looked like they were going to get to the ball in great field position. But the punter, Newsom, punted a 67-yard punt, pinning Albia down at the 3-yard line. And from the first play of scrimmage, Albia fumbled the ball. West Liberty got the 1-yard line. And the very next play, they took it in for a touchdown. And it looked like, oh, no, the tide had turned and went the other direction. And West Liberty had regained all the momentum. But the Blue Demons... once again, showed their resilience, showed their comeback and their overcomer nature, and some huge passes by Brett Leshen and some even bigger catches by Zach Eugen and Tanner Kellogg kept the Blue Demons alive. Here's that first big catch. It's fourth down and 27, and Albia needs a desperation play, and they come up with it.
9:40 to go here. The Blue Demons now third down and 27, I formation. Leshen rolls back, has some time. Now he's being pursued. Throws it. He throws it up for grabs down the sideline. Cut! Yep. By Zach Eugen! Unbelievable! Oh! Folks, what you're seeing here cannot be described, at least by this broadcaster. As Zach Eugen and Brett Leshin just let go. He gave it everything he got. Threw it all the way down to the 39 of the Comets.
And that was an amazing catch. Zach Eugen, what an amazing night that young man had. He's just a junior, folks, and I guarantee you he's caught the attention of the defenses around the district, but for him, and maybe more importantly, he's caught the attention of coaches from around the country. He will start to get some attention along with Brett Leshin, I believe, going into next year on a much bigger scale. No doubt they have the talent to play at the next level. And another guy wanted to show his senior character, coming up with another big catch, is Tanner Kellogg, and a big moment for the Blue Demons. Another crucial catch, and Tanner Kellogg, the senior, comes up with a big play.
Here comes Leshin. Takes the handoff, rolls back, throws it, and has Kellogg open at the 15, to the 10, the 5, inside the 5, down to the 3-yard line, 2-yard line. Is Tanner Kellogg and the senior making a big-time play right there. Once again, T, it was the concentration of the receivers and the excellent execution of the pass by the quarterback.
Well, Tanner Kellogg with a tremendous pass, he's up the Blue Demons with a chance at that point to tie the football game up with the score. And the Blue Demons found themselves at the 9-yard line, or 4-yard line, I believe, and the West Liberty had done a good job of at that point, slowing down the Albia offense. But the Blue Demons went to the Sarge. Sergeant Schultz, and Albia gets a big score right here from Alex Schultz.
But nonetheless, it's going to be third down, and let's call three here for the Blue Demons. Just take care of business. You can't run the stripes. Here comes Leshin, under center. Here's a handoff, running with his Schultz. Schultz wow. Has a 5-yard line. Touchdown. Sergeant Schultz takes it in for a touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. We're an extra point away from tying this football game up. Touchdown, Albia. Courtesy of St. Pierce-Bacher Funeral Home.
The Demons do get that extra point and tie it up. And Albia, with an unbelievable comeback, 28-point deficit with only 3 minutes to go in the first half. Bounce back. Found a way, overcame, and tied the football game up. But when Albie looked like he was going to go ahead and on a drive late into the fourth quarter, got a turnover, and West Liberty took it down the field and scored on their own and got the lead. But it was not to be. And I had lots of buts in this because of the Blue Demons, every time you looked like they were down and out, never gave up. And that is the storyline that I, as a father and as a Blue Demon fan and a broadcaster, will always remember, is the never-give-up attitude of this Blue Demon football team. Again, after West Liberty took the lead, got up on the Blue Demons, 42-35, Albia coming back down, got it the ball at the 30-yard line, fumbled the football, and then they forced West Liberty to punt, and Albia then again took the ball down to.
All right, thank you very much, Scotty, for having that clip available. What, I don't know, that is so, that gets your blood going so much. Albia goes on to lose that one though, 42-37. We've got Coach Staton joining us on the live line right now. Good morning, Coach. I believe we have Coach Staton on the line with us right now. Good morning, Coach.
Hello.
Hey, Coach. This is Joe. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Very good. Good morning, Coach. I know you're busy this morning, and you'll have to let us know when you need to cut loose. But I don't know if you heard much of that clip, but I don't know, Coach, if that gets you really excited or just relives a little bit of disappointment. But what a game that was against West Liberty last fall.
Yes, it was a good game. We did not come out ready to play. For whatever reason, we came out maybe thinking it was going to be easy. We might have driven our red car out there. I don't know. But they did wake up and start playing better football as the game went on. But in the end, what causes teams to lose is what costs us the game. Fumbles and interceptions, penalties, those are the things that happen. You know, and the touchdown that really won it for them, we they punted the ball down on our one. We tried to run the fullback up the middle, and he hit the line went on his back. He was laying on a guy, which means the ball's not dead yet because he's not on the ground, and they grabbed it out of our hands. So that's a fumble. You got to take care of the football. But I was proud of the way the kids battled back. A lot of teams, when they get down by 29 points, would just lay over dead. But these kids battled back and fought themselves back into the action.
Well, Coach, let's fast forward to this year, and I know we've got camps going on, and we've got media day next week. But a game like that, and what you just repeated, really gives you and your coaching staff an opportunity to coach those kinds of fundamentals.
Well, while I'm talking here, you may hear a rooster crowing in the background. We're at our breakaway. We, after our team camp is over, we go camp out overnight, and we do some games and sing some songs and do bonding activities, because first you bond, then you become a team. And these guys are becoming a team. We have really the strongest team we've had since I've been at Albia. These kids have really worked in the weight room. And we are probably the fastest team I've had here. So those are good things. We've got returning starters at many positions. If we don't get reading our press clippings and we get out on the field and give our best shot each and every game, we're going to have a lot of fun this season.
Well, Coach, you just talked about the speed, but what else did you see out of camp this week, and what gets you excited about this fall?
The way the younger kids are coming on. There is never, you know, on any team in the state, there are never enough players, really good players in one class to do it all by themselves. You can have 25 seniors, and you still will need the junior class, maybe a sophomore or two to fill in, because one class cannot and will not have all the people you need. And I'm impressed and encouraged by the way our younger players are coming on and getting better.
Coach, you talked about camp and what you're doing there with the overnight. Tell us what happens next week. What are you allowed to do? I know there have been some changes with practices and only allowed one-a-days, which I believe you only did one-a-days before. But I know there are some new rules, and when can the pads get strapped on and that sort of thing?
Well, there's not going to be a whole lot of change for us in the preseason. You get 3 hours. You can have an hour and a half in the morning, hour and a half in the afternoon, or you can have all three in the morning or all three in the evening, but that's all you get. Now, you can lift weights in the morning and then have 3 hours at night if you choose to do that. We can have helmets on for 3 days, and then we can have pads on for up to 10 days. And when you put the pads on after 3 days, only hitting above the waist. After 10 days, you can have full contact.
Very good, Coach. Well, tell us a little bit about some of your skill positions and what you may be seeing this year out of your kids.
Well, I'll start with the skill position of blocking in the offensive line. We got Hunter Gerst, we got Kieran Judge, two of our strongest players on the team. Eli Bishop has been looking really good. We got a sophomore that is really stepping up and probably going to play. We got returning tight end Luke Sarver, and of course we got our split end Zach Hugan back. So we have a formidable line, and that is a skill position. It's not a ball handling skill position. That would fall on the hands of Brett Leshen and Ryan Sarver and Griffin Osing and Matt Baker, and that gives us plenty of speed, and it gives us experience at those positions.
And the Blue Demons last year on defense only allowed 14.7 points per game going into that last game. Coach, defense going to be good for us this year as well?
Of course, and we're trying to two-platoon so we can be fresher in the second and fourth quarters of the games. Our performance has fallen off there. So there are going to be some young players out there. Shadow Leshen is a veteran returning in at the cornerback spot. But there's going to be some players off that undefeated freshman team that are going to be in the lineup as sophomores. But they got to prove themselves, and I don't want to talk a lot about them right now. We'll see how they come on, and whether we're able to maintain our two platoon. But we know that a good player, by the time he gets into the last part of the second quarter and the fourth quarter, he's giving 100% of what he's got. But what he's got is not what he had when he started the game. And even a player with maybe lesser ability that is getting rest will play on a higher level than playing at the end of the game. And maybe some of the penalties and fumbles and interceptions that we've had late in games we can avoid.
And, Coach, you talk about that conditioning. And, you know, certainly when you've got athletes that are doing well in soccer and we just wrapped up an extraordinary baseball season, all that conditioning really helps getting as we go into the fall football season, doesn't it?
Well, actually, what helps is the competitive experience. The conditioning for those other sports are good for that sport. When we get done with football season, our players will be in very good football condition. But they'll go on to the basketball court where the game is different. In football, you go hard for 30 seconds. Well, you go hard for 7 seconds, then you rest for 30. Go hard for 7, rest for 30. And it's a different kind of conditioning. In wrestling, you go solid for 2 minutes at a time. And in basketball, it's sprint to one end, sprint back to the other end, sprint back to the other end. So it's a different kind of conditioning. And what I like, though, is the competitiveness. Even being out for the golf team or being out for the tennis team helps with their quickness and agility, and but more importantly, being competitive and being in the athletic experience.
That is a great point, Coach. I want to turn real quick to the schedule. And I know you've said many times on KIIC, it doesn't matter who we play, where we play, what time we play them. But let's talk real quick about the schedule. I know your first game is an away game. It's at Fairfield. I also look at the schedule, and I see that the Blue Jays from Bondurant are going to play at our home turf after they beat us last year. I'm sure that's going to be a fun game to get ready for. But anything stand out this year, maybe coaching changes from any of the teams that are on the schedule that might show something different this year, or any comments on the schedule?
Well, we have said we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. If I could schedule a Tumwa, I would put them on the schedule, because I think playing bigger people and good teams brings out the best in yourself. So, but we have a nice schedule. We got a 3A team to start off with, Fairfield. They're got experience back, and then we have Centerville in a really epic battle and game. But the rest of the league is pretty much the same. Davis County will have a new coach this year, and but the rest of the coaches return, and Bondurant has they got quite a bit of guys returning too, so that could be a really really fun football game.
Very good, Coach. Well, I believe you're in your 51st year of coaching, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know if you just live for these fall moments, but we're looking forward to it. I know the fans are looking forward to it, but I just want to thank you on behalf of the fans for what you've done for Albia football, and really look forward to this fall season.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. This is my way of paying back for what football did for me, and our goal, we'd like to win every game we can, but the winning is not our goal. Our goal is to develop young men who are responsible in the community, who are accountable in the classroom, who will make good citizens, who will make better sons and better dads as they progress through and use the experiences of football to help them in their lifetime. And that's what we're really all about. And I don't know how many years it's been. I started in 1963 as my first year, and so this is either 50 or 51. I don't know how you count that. The years don't matter. The content is what matters, and I'm really enjoying being a part of the Albia Community School District, and I'm so proud of our fans who have really learned how to cheer for the players. It's quite an event on the stadium every Friday night. And I got to tell you that many of my friends who can't be at one of our games will tune into the radio station, and they brag about what a great job KIIC does in presenting our games. I think that's pretty special, too.
Well, we appreciate that, Coach. Now, is there anything, you know, we've had a lot of inquiries this week. Folks are really getting excited. Camp is underway, and we're getting ready to move into next week. But is there anything the fans could be doing or anything that you need help with at all?
Well, I can use more sons. We like numbers, so if the dads would like to, you know, help us have more babies, that would be good. Otherwise, just sharpen up the lungs and get ready for cheering. When you see a football player walking around downtown, acknowledge him and congratulate him on his hard work. That certainly does help when they go downtown and they're recognized, you know, for their efforts and the hard work they do.
All right, Coach, I know we need to let you get back. You guys are wrapping up camp with your overnight. Anything else you want to mention about camp or any fun experiences? What time do you guys wrap up today?
We'll be done at noon today. We just finished. We did the egg toss first, and we had the water balloon throw, and then we had a juggling contest. Now, Brett Leshen, I made him learn how to – I asked him to learn how to juggle when he was a freshman, and you should see that boy. He can juggle 3 footballs now. And I like my quarterbacks and receivers to be able to do that. We had a three-legged race. We're going to head back now and have a relay, and we're going to have a really important meeting at the end of camp where the seniors will lead it. That we had last night by the campfire. They set some goals for this year. That was pretty cool. And then they learned a valuable lesson. You can't fly with the owls at night and soar with the eagles in the daytime. And some of these young men stayed up very late last night talking and laughing, having a good time. But at 7 o'clock sharp, we were heading for the meal that our moms were preparing for us. And the guys learned, you know, if you burn the candle at both ends, you get pretty tired during the day. Maybe it's a good idea to get some rest at night.
All kinds of lessons being learned at camp this week. Coach Jerry Staton, thank you. So you're always generous with us with your time, and I think we're going to see you next week at Media Day.
Well, we're family in Albia. Albia supports their young people. I just love the way the fans turned out for the baseball game, and well, what an epic battle that was. And I had a football camp the night that we played that 13-inning game, and I moved the camp up, but then some people showed up later, so I had to have camp again. When I got done, I thought, ah, heck, it's too late to go up to the game. But, heck, I could have driven up there and seen more game than I would have missed. what a game. But anyway, so thanks for your support. We'll try to earn the respect and adulation that you give to us and be good people when you see us in the community.
Well, Coach Boyd Britton's walks to the first base coaching box, he was trying to stall and to enough give enough time for Coach Staton to get up there. But I can't remember that. Tomo Courier had a story about how many times he had to walk out there and what the distance was from the third base dugout. But, Coach, thanks very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a million. Beat Fairfield.
Beat Fairfield. Coach Jerry Staton, Fairfield is Albia's first opponent on the road. And when we come back, we've got more to talk about right here on the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country, KIIC.
There's no need to look any further than Community First Credit Union for the right deal on your next auto loan. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering a fixed auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR for up to 72 months. Take advantage of the falling rates and extended terms today and get yourself a new car with an auto loan rate as low as 2.49% APR. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate, terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process, located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company of Albia would like to take this time to welcome Scott Tibbles as the new service manager. Dewey is excited to have Scott, a lifelong resident of Monroe County. Scott brings a fresh and new approach to the service department, and Scott's number one goal is customer satisfaction. Dewey services all makes and models, and for your convenience, Dewey offers free local pickup and delivery. So give Scott a call today to schedule your next appointment at 641-932-7500.
Hi, I'm Pete. My friends call me Play It Again Pete because I never give up. Like the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, do something different. No, wait, it's try again. Anyway, the Iowa Lottery's Summer Cash Play It Again promotion is just right for me. 6 scratch games with great cash prizes, and I can enter non-winning tickets online for a drawing with 40 prizes totaling $250,000. Go to ialottery.com for more details, and remember, don't give up, just play it again.
Woohoo!
What if the number 7 didn't exist? We could only sail the 6 seas. There'd be a secret agent named 00 whatever. We wouldn't know when to stretch at baseball games. Fortunately, the Iowa Lottery has plenty of sevens to go around, thanks to our new Blazing Hot Sevens gamebook. 7 exciting scratch games at 1 great price, and you could win up to $100,000. Remember, though, this Iowa Lottery gamebook is void if separated. So if you win, keep it together. Blazing Hot Sevens. Get yours today.
Woohoo!
Save big at Menards with an 11% rebate on everything in the store. Receive an 11% rebate on everything for your home improvement projects. Build your dream deck with big savings on low-maintenance UltraDeck composite decking. Natural reversible composite decking is now just 99 cents per linear foot. Hurry, sale ends Saturday, August 10th. So save today with an 11% rebate on everything in the store.
Save big money at Menards.
Bluff Creek Archery is the place to go for those hunting enthusiasts in your family. They have in-stock youth bows and all the accessories you need for the young archer or the seasoned hunter. As always, with any new bow purchase, you receive 30 days free shooting in their indoor range. Stop in today and check out the large selection of bows and archery accessories. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia. Summer hours are in effect, so call 932-2422 to make sure someone is available or to make an appointment.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, welcome back to Community First Credit Union. I want to thank Coach Jerry Staton for joining us this morning. Exciting conclusion
Joe,
to their...
Scott back in the studio. I have a caller on the line.
Hey, Scott.
We might want to bring him in.
I'm sorry, you got a caller?
We have a caller on the line. I think we need to bring him in.
All right, hello, caller. We typically don't take phone calls on this show, but who's this?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I love the guys' show. I listen to it every Saturday morning. You know, it's a great way for people to connect, buy, sell, and trade. And hey, I'm having a garage sale down here in Albia, Iowa, 113 Avenue West. Here in Albia, got the garage sale items out and ready to go today.
This is not actually. You've got the wrong station. This is not buy, sell, trade.
Oh. This is Alcoholics Anonymous.
That's
what are
the
you
one
doing,
you got.
Really? You have the premier coach on, and you ask such ambiguous questions. You got to get to the heart of it. Like, is Brett Leshen's throwing arm ready not only for Albia, Iowa, but maybe to go to the University of Iowa? You got to get the probing questions. You got to get the coach on. You got to get deep.
My friend, that is why the pros need to take over for the amateurs real soon.
Well, hey, you're doing a great job out there at the corner 34 and 5, but buddy, I'm telling you what, next Saturday, you're getting the old shoe to the backside, and we're booting you out and getting the Friday Night Lights crew ready to take over. What an amazing summer it's been for Albia sports and local sports, all the teams going to state, but I'll tell you what, Joe, if you can't get excited for football Friday nights, there's something missing in your DNA.
Well, I am happy to get the hook, Jason, and happy to have you back next Saturday for Media Day. But I'm hoping you got over your laryngitis and whatever ailed you in the summer. But, we talked to Coach Staton about his crew and who's coming back and who's ready. I'm assuming that your Friday Night Lights crew is all coming back and they'll all be ready to go.
Hey, we didn't get the new rules set out by the Iowa High School Athletic Association. We've been going strict two-a-days right now, buddy. So we're preparing the path for a big fall. And so forget the Iowa High School Athletic Association. This Friday Night Lights broadcast crew is getting at it, getting ready to go. And you thought it was big and bad last year. Just wait till this year. You gotta see Big T. He can almost get up and down and out of the broadcast booth by a quarter's play. So he's working on that. Jimmy now, he's been like me and a little recluse, holding back those lungs, because we all know that he really has very few things to say on the sidelines. And so this year he's really going to try to bring it to another level. Besides that, did you know, hey, we're going to add something to the broadcast this year?
We always do.
We have Big T, and the wall we call Jimmy, and now we're going to add a Big C. And what's going to be nice about this is Big C, Christian Summers, is going to join the broadcast group, and we're going to have a guy that's not only played the game of football, but played it under Coach Staton, so he's going to have a nice perspective to bring to it. And then I heard that maybe we're expanding the broadcast on Friday night. Is this a true story? Because the rumor's going around that our footprint's getting even larger.
Yeah, we cover football games from Sheraton down to Corydon, Eddyville, Blakesburg. We have those games all live on our website and on our smartphone. And, yes, we are going to be expanding and adding some additional schools, and we're finalizing those plans, but you're exactly right. We plan on adding three more schools to our play-by-play list, Jace.
Well, if Scotty Fry and your crew of fanatics up in the studio high above the Abbey Square wasn't busy enough on Friday nights, have you gotten them all new shoes? And have you gotten them runners' shoes, and not sprinters, but marathon shoes, because it's going to be a long Friday night for those guys, and they do such a great job of putting it all together. But, wow, pretty impressive stuff going on, buddy.
Who needs a new pair of shoes? I need a hover round.
That's a good point, Scotty. Hey, I can't wait to get back and hang out with you guys and get Friday Night Lights on the air. It's going to be a great season, and Jay Miller, as always, Jack and Johnny Flattery has been practicing as well. He snuck into my garage, grabbed a couple of microphones out, and if you'll see him around, he's got a new van he's toting around, and he's been practicing all summer long on his Gangnam-style lyrics. So rumor has it he's ready to take the next level as well.
Well, we heard that you and Johnny were down at Rapid fishing all summer and writing songs, but I'm not sure if that's... hey, Jason, tell us one item that you've got for sale at your garage sale this morning.
The one big item for garage sale is that, when your wife drags you through Homemakers and she comes across a bedroom outfit that looks like you'd have to hawk the home to buy it, and she decides she wants to get it for your son, and she talks me into it, and he never slept in it. So I've got this whole bedroom outfit that I bought for my son got the desk underneath and the loft bed, and so she now made me take it back down and bring it out and sell it, and I think that's punishment for some countries for shoplifting, and so I've had a lot of fun. That's the big item. That's the big ticket right here at 113 Avenue West.
Well, we ought to give them a radio coupon or something that they can bring over and get a discount on that. But
hey, half off all my old underwear and socks.
It'd need to be a greater discount than that for me to want that stuff.
I don't know. He's a celebrity. It might be worth something.
You never know.
I've got my own signature in all of them.
Well, I don't think we've ever advertised the garage sale this morning. So, Jason, thanks for breaking in on the broadcast, and we look forward to next week. But not only just next week and Media Day with Albia, but I know you'll be talking to Tom Cakert at HawkeyeReport.com and also probably Paul Clark at the Cyclone Report and get some aspects on how our state teams are going to be doing.
Well, that's just it. I've had some conversations with both those guys, and I'll tell you what, the Iowa State game is always a big contest. You're going to have the office rivalries and friendships at stake. But this year, for both clubs, it could be a pivotal game, and I think it's going to be one of the largest Iowa State football games. It's going to be a night game as well. Jack Trice is going to already have a special brew to it, but that night's going to be an important night for both ball clubs, and both Paul and Tom are biting at the chips to get on the air, and we'll be talking with them probably that opening week of high school football. We'll have them on talking about the upcoming season, but I can't wait to get over to the high school next week, and Tim and Big D and Big T and Jimmy are going to join me over there, and we're going to talk to the coaches and players and get everyone salivating for another big season of Friday Night Lights.
Well, one more joining the crew just means I've got to round up another wireless mic, but we'll make it happen. We'll get it done, and Jace, we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
Hey, love you guys. Now, you taking care of Scotty back there. Don't be messing up. I got the best darn producer in the business, and you've been filling in there. Don't mess it up.
Well, one thing I will say is that we end on time here.
Yeah, that probably takes a challenge. How long do you have to be better to get out?
Oh, that's not as long as you, my friend. Hey, we're out of here. We're going to let you go, and we'll look forward to hearing from you next week, Jason.
Hey, you guys take care. And I want to say a big thanks to all the listeners. All summer long, people coming up and saying, hey, where you at? Who miss you? And not for long, folks. I'm coming to the rescue and giving him the old boot. Have a great time, Joe, and see you later, Scotty.
The best broadcaster in the whole state of Iowa, Jason Summers, and he's getting his crew all fitted out and ready to go. You're going to be hearing a lot more about that in the coming days. We'll be back with more right after this. Radio Iowa Sports after the break on Thunder Country KIIC's Coach's Corner.
Hi, I'm Pete. My friends call me Play It Again Pete because I never give up. Like the old saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, do something different. No, wait, it's try again. Anyway, the Iowa Lottery's Summer Cash Play It Again promotion is just right for me. 6 scratch games with great cash prizes, and I can enter non-winning tickets online for a drawing with 40 prizes totaling $250,000. Go to IALottery.com for more details, and remember, don't give up, just play it again.
Woohoo!
What if the number 7 didn't exist? We could only sail the 6 seas. There'd be a secret agent named 00 whatever. We wouldn't know when to stretch at baseball games. Fortunately, the Iowa Lottery has plenty of 7s to go around, thanks to our new Blazing Hot 7s gamebook. 7 exciting scratch games at one great price, and you could win up to $100,000. Remember, though, this Iowa Lottery gamebook is void if separated. So if you win, keep it together. Blazing Hot 7s. Get yours today.
Woohoo!
You're dreaming at your desk again. Yeah, you're thinking about summer vacation.
Wake up to a sunrise on the lake at Rapid Lake Marina's Motel. Enjoy boating and skiing, the kids laughing and playing, your fishing pole in hand. Shore lunch with your favorite radio station tuned in and cranked up. Dinner at Louie's on the lake. Go to www.rapidlakemarinas.com. Book your vacation today.
Cool off with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods, open 7 days a week on North Clinton in Albia. This week, Coke, Diet Coke, Mellow Yellow, Sprite, caffeine-free Diet Coke, and Cherry Coke 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 18 packs are $11.79 plus deposit. Natural Light and Ice Milwaukee's Best, Best Light and Best Ice 24 packs are $11.99 plus deposit. Stay cool with savings from Jim and Charlie's.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. The 3 contenders for the job of starting quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes are hoping to be the one that separates himself and earns the starting nod for the season opener. Jake Rudock, C.J. Beathard, and Cody Sokol are competing to replace James Vandenberg under center. If Rudock has an edge, it's experience. The redshirt sophomore is in his third year in the program. Rudock says the key in a competition like this is showing the ability to make plays, but at the same time limit turnovers.
Well, that's just that you want to try to learn mistakes and make as many plays as you can, and you got to take what the defense gives you. You can't force things, and
that's with every quarterback, every position. You can't force things. You have to do what the defense tells you and what the guy in front of you is telling you to do.
Beathard is a redshirt freshman from Tennessee and says all three quarterbacks get along well.
I'm rooming with Cody right now at camp, so I think, you know, we're pretty close. And we all, you know, we come off the field from going in on offense, and we all talk to each other about what we saw. We help each other out. We're good teammates to each other.
Sokol is a junior college transfer and says he's enjoying the competition.
It's a dream. You know, it's a dream come true. You know, that's all you – obviously, that's all I, you know, want. That's all I can, you know, ask for is to have the opportunity to compete for a starting job. Nothing's given to you. Everything's earned. So I'm just happy to be where I am right now.
Whoever earns the job should direct an improved Iowa defense, in part because of an experienced offensive line that should help the Hawks run the ball more effectively. Iowa averaged 123 yards per game on the ground last season. That ranked last in the Big Ten.
Yeah, we have the makings to have a good line, and certainly if we're going to have a good football team, we're going to have to play well there. We should play well there, and that's just a matter of, you know, getting the work done right now. But I'm optimistic, but we need to continue to develop players, and we need our guys that have played to continue to get better. That's critical if we're going to be any good.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes open August 31st at home against Northern Illinois. I'll have more sports after this.
When Linda retired, she figured she'd face important decisions about Medicare, but she didn't know it would be so complicated.
When you turn 65, those mailings start coming. And truthfully, you just get so much, it's hard to sort it out. You can't figure out what's what.
Fortunately, Linda found out about SHIP, a free and confidential service for those on Medicare offered through the state of Iowa.
I contacted SHIP. They just sat down with me and helped me understand what my benefits were. For the first time, I felt like I was in control.
SHIP has trained counselors to answer questions over the phone, or they can sit down face-to-face to help you make the right decisions. Linda was so impressed, she became a SHIP counselor herself.
It's very gratifying to have someone sit there and say, oh, I'm so glad you listened to me and helped me understand it.
Call 1-800-351-4664. That's 1-800-351-4664. Or visit us online at therightcalliowa.gov.
Making the right call begins with a call to SHIP.
Wartburg College is in the final stages of a renovation to Walston Hoover Stadium. The Knights football and track facility is receiving a new track surface and new artificial playing surface. Both the field and track that came out this summer were original to the stadium when it opened back in 2001.
12 years, you know, is a long time. We were the first school in Iowa, really, to have field turf, and now 7 of the 8 schools in our league play on, you know, on artificial surface. And so it's really caught on during the last several years. And, you know, we are excited about having an upgrade, not only in the product, but the technology has changed a lot during that time.
That's Wartburg Athletic Director Rick Willis. A team of Iowa high school baseball players left Friday for Japan to play a series of games in Iowa's sister state of Yamanashi. The team is coached by Urbandale High School coach Denny Barton. Last year, a team from Yamanashi traveled to Iowa to play a series of games. And an Iowa team will play in the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. A team from Urbandale edged a team from Coon Rapids, Minnesota 3-2 Friday to win the Midwest Regional in Indianapolis. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, I want to thank Jason Summers for popping on there. And again, he's taking the baton and going all the way home next week for Media Day, so join us for that. Probably an extended show next week as we hear all about the Albia Blue Demons live from the football field. That is next week. Want to thank Coach Jerry Staten for joining us this morning as well. So they wrap up their week of camp and their overnight last night. Some great stories there from Coach Staten, and they'll be wrapping up here in about 2 hours. And we want to thank, of course, Community First Credit Union for hosting us each and every week. And they've been very busy today. Janice is very busy right now. We normally like to talk to them, but they've got folks here wanting to do some business. And they've got currently a home equity line of credit for 4.25%. That's a home equity line of credit for just 4.25% with no closing costs. And you can get up to 100% financing of the equity. And I think they still have some Adventureland tickets for sale here. They're running thin on Adventureland tickets, but they still have some for $27. That's a pretty good discount off the normal price. So come on out to Community First Credit Union. Next week, again, we'll be out at the football field. We'd love to see a lot of fans get out there as well. We're just a few weeks away from game number one at Fairfield on August 30th, and that's the first night for Friday Night Lights. It's going to be a great fall season. We're ready to go. We hope you are as well. That's going to do it for this morning's show on Thunder Country KIIC.